Were the countless sentient beings unrelated to us, perhaps there would be no need for us to bother with their welfare. In reality, however, all are related to us, and not one of them wishes to suffer. Over the billions of lifetimes that we have experienced since beginningless time, we have known all the living beings again and again. Sometimes they have been parents to us, sometimes friends or mates, sometimes enemies. How can we be indifferent to them? Wishing them to have only happiness and to be free of suffering, we ourselves should generate a sense of responsibility for their well-being. Finally, we must quickly attain enlightenment. This is the wishing Bodhi-mind, the inner basis of Mahayana practice. One of the principal methods of generating this mind is the technique called the 7-point oral tradition of cause and effect. Quote, "The best method to generate the Bodhi mind is the oral tradition known as the 7-point oral tradition of cause and effect. I will explain this first briefly and then in detail. Of the 7 points, 6 are causes and 1 the effect. The first cause is the awareness that all sentient beings have been one's mother. From this arises the second cause, mindfulness of the all-embracing eternal kindness of each and every one of them. This gives birth to the third cause, the wish to repay their kindness. This wish transforms into the beautiful mind engendering the fourth cause, love, and then the fifth cause, compassion. Love and compassion are the forces from which springs the sixth cause, the extraordinary attitude characterized by a sense of universal responsibility, which eventually ripens as the one effect, Bodhi-mind. This is the 7-spoked wheel that rolls on to the omniscient state of perfect enlightenment." End of quote.